jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 24th of December, and right now it's partly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, then clear with a chance of rain. Temperatures would be ranging from low 24 to high 27 degrees Celsius, and it would be breezy with winds from northeast at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Chance of a rain is on 50%. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy in the evening, then clear with a chance of a rain, and again winds from north-northeast at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Chance of a rain on 40%. Morning humidity was on 81 and will drop on 70% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 85%. Weekend passed with many events, of which was the Blah Blah Christmas Fair at Youth Center the biggest and surely the best organized this year, with many possibilities, activities, interactions, different food and performances. Of course, that was the work of many volunteers and dedicated Youth Center team. Sadana Forest have celebrated its birthday yesterday with Ecofilm Marathon and some interaction with its visitors. Some exhibitions were open at Visitor Center. And speaking of exhibition, this morning we talk with Paulette, who is currently putting up the architectural exhibition of public buildings in Ottawa in Canada. Good morning, Paulette.
Good morning.
Last few days we see you really busy with exhibition, I believe. What is this exhibition? What you're working on?
So the title is Outstanding Public Buildings and Society. Mm-hmm. And the city is Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. And I think precisely because it's the capital of Canada, it is a very specific setup. Mm-hmm. And very advanced. I see the genius of the new Canadian nation, which is multicultural, multi-ethnic. And so in this case, translated into architecture, you have all possible trends of the major trends of architecture, all interpreted in a different way, because all these architects, which I discover afterwards are the major architects of Canada, have different original backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And this also corresponds to the way the residents of Ottawa are. There is no racial discrimination, no nationality discrimination. They are very friendly. So I felt transported suddenly in something which is very similar to the mother idea. Mm.
That is one of the reasons for the multicultural, but it's also probably the other reason, maybe functionality?
Oh yes. So as somebody who saw the early picture said immediately, this is the industrial society. It's very difficult to apply this to Auroville. But of course, to Auroville as it is now, but the Auroville that the mother wanted, the town that the mother wanted, was exactly that. So it was a town to be built in 5 years through the system engineering and taking advantage of the latest scientific and technological discoveries, which is exactly what Ottawa is about. Mm-hmm. And all the construction material were meant to be produced in Auroville. The architects, the town planners, the engineers, all the people needed to build the town were supposed to work for free and just be taken in charge by Auroville. And
that's another topic.
Yes.
Well, it's hot right now, yeah.
Yes, it is. And what is very interesting there, because this is my seventh exhibition on contemporary architecture. Mm-hmm. And until now, so first of all, I've not been living in India for 30 years. So my exhibition were all taken from books, and the pictures, and they were the greatest architects of the world. Mm. But they were just the building. Mm. In Ottawa, it's totally different. You cannot isolate the building from the landscape architecture and the territory. And this is what makes the total difference, and in fact it is in Ottawa that I got converted to landscape architecture. Mm-hmm. And then it goes with the planning of the town, the road system, the traffic system, and this is possible because all the buildings you are going to see, there will be eight, all belong either to the federal or to the provincial government or to the municipality of Ottawa. Mm-hmm. So they are public buildings, and nothing of that is owned by privates. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is the town planning. It's, you know, it's all interconnected. So right, you need all these things in order to come up with what, in fact, we should apply to Auroville.
Mm. Your profession is architecture? I mean, you're an architect?
No, but I have a classic humanistic education, so which in Italy was comprising philosophy and history of art, beside Latin and Greek. So I was very gifted to have a teacher of history of art who was also teaching at university, was the author of the textbooks on history of art. And I grew up with her doing comparison between classic ancient architecture and contemporary architecture.
So you're fond of that topic.
Yes, so I started like this. And when I came to Auroville, it became very strange because all the things for which I had an interest, in fact, a keen interest in Italy, became very useful in Auroville. So either as exhibition or books that I published compiling from Charles Bind and the Mother, but then with reference to other disciplines which were a major source of interest for me. So architecture and design, by the way, are just part of this background that I've been cultivating since when I was a teenager.
You said that is going to be your seventh exhibition.
Yes.
The way I see, you got many, many pictures. Where did you get them from?
Oh, I took myself.
You took it from web or from architect?
No.
You took a picture
yes.
there.
I said seventh exhibition of contemporary architecture, but of my own photograph, this is the 22nd.
So actually, it's it would be exhibition of public spaces in Ottawa by your photographs. Correct?
By me, yes, yeah. By me as a photographer.
Mm-hmm. And when it's gonna be inaugurated?
Oh, I never do any official inauguration.
Today? Tomorrow?
No, when any time it's finished. And every time I hope is the next day will be finished, but then there is something more. Mm. So now I fill up, the way you see, the ground floor, but then as there are far too many, I will go even upstairs. And because it is the town hall, the main subjects... is architecture, but the complete exhibition is society. Mm-hmm. So I will put it after the summer holidays also in Pitanga. Mm-hmm. So I will select just a few examples of architecture to link, but then it will be the residents of Ottawa, mm-hmm. with the emphasis of precisely multiculturalism, multi-ethnicity, just to show that everybody there is at home, whatever the color of the skin, the social class. Mm-hmm. But Ottawa is also something very specific. First of all, it has a very young population. The average age is 37.
Impossible.
Yes. And even in terms of people below 20 years old, Ottawa has the highest percentage of Canada. All these figures come from the Wikipedia.
So what they did with the elders?
The elders are there, and if you see the public transport, you know, the public transport is another marvel, because not only they have special pathways, also mm-hmm. for cycle, for pedestrian, and even roller skating.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And in the winter time, even ice skating on the Rideau Canal, which is a World Heritage building and is 8 kilometers long. But if you see the public transport, not only they have kind of platform which, if necessary, they download so that people on wheelchair, disabled people, and mother with small children can come up, but they even have a special transport exclusively for disabled people that they pick up from door to door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those things are possible and make sense and are functional if city got more More than 2,000 people for sure.
Oh, yes. But Ottawa is a capital. It has a very large territory. And Ottawa is in Ontario, but is linked to Gatineau, which is in Quebec, just on the opposite side of the river. Mm-hmm. Then they have the next minor municipalities. So another peculiarity of Ottawa is that you are in the middle of the city, and then suddenly you think you are in a park. And the highways looks like really highways with park and magnificent trees. And then the city starts again, mm-hmm. because they have annexed all these, even the smaller municipalities.
So it's like a clusters of communities in a way.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. What is the population?
So the other thing I want to tell you, mm-hmm. also unique of Ottawa, is that more than 50% of the population has a degree at the university and very often a PhD. Mm-hmm. The administration of Ottawa is liberal, not conservative. So you have to understand, put all these things together, they also have very strong trade unions. And Ottawa is seen as the city in Canada where most people in Canada would like to live. And it is, I think it has the second highest, in Canada for sure, the highest level of income per capita, and maybe the second in...
Yeah.
So it's, everything goes together. So that's why the title is End Society, because you cannot delink this type of architecture and town planning for the social or societal organization.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And that connects us to Auroville, yeah?
Yes. And I want just to say one more thing, that I went there, first of all, I never left India for 30 years. I went there just because I was becoming a grandmother. Mm-hmm. So I went to see the birth of my granddaughter, and then I started going around the city without knowing anything. So I took all these photographs without even knowing what I was taking.
That's life, yeah?
Yes.
If you surrender yourself to the divine, then it leads you.
Yes.
Where you need to be.
And they are all model of sustainability.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And I'm preparing now, I'm putting the photographs, but next I will put the technical text. Everything comes from the Wikipedia or Google, mm-hmm. after I returned to India. When I took the photographs, I had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But you'll see. It's a model even from the point of view of sustainability.
I saw the picture, what I stopped you also, it was fascinating for me because you said it's a toilet. And this
yes.
morning I saw that it is really the way it should be done.
Yes.
At least to my,
yes.
my point of view.
Yes, that was my first love. I went there because this is one of the most popular park in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And they have many folkloric or multi-ethnic performances there. So they had a 4 days Aboriginal festival for the summer solstice. And I went there in this magnificent park with seagulls and there were all these tents with the crafts. And I asked, where are the washrooms? And I found myself in front of that building.
Like a temple almost.
Yeah. And I saw, but this would be perfect in our of it.
yeah, it would be, and it does match with some architecture we
yes.
got already.
And there are some people who don't know anything because it was one of the first buildings I was printing. They ask, where is it in Auroville? I've not seen it. By the way, it's the only one in terms of cost. It is very cheap compared to Ottawa.
It's cheap?
Okay, yeah.
I have to look at it closer to
it's that. It's 2.2 million.
Yeah.
But compared to the others, it was completed last year.
But
so
it's done on sustainable. But the way I see it,
of course, it's fully sustainable.
And that's what attracted me. And also the design, it was said, yeah, it match here.
Yes,
it matches here.
And if you see, it has a hole in the center, like Matri Mandir, and it's full of wood. The canopy is wood.
Mm-hmm. Let's conclude with that. I wish you Merry Christmas if you celebrate it, and happy holidays anyhow.
Yes, you too. And I've done all Christmas decoration at home also.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Accessible Auroville is happy to invite all our residents, volunteers and guests to watch 30 minutes video Sometimes I Can Fly about Alex on one day Auroville adventure. This video will be shown on 29th of December at 5:30 p.m. at the Town Hall Conference Room. On Saturday, 29th of December at 5 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion and Giro presents Pioneers of Humanity, From Dream to Technology, which is an exceptional talk by Jean-François Nobel, founder of Siri, Collective Intelligence. The talk will be in French with simultaneous translation in English. On 27th at Pitanga will be Upcycling Collection, and they invite anyone who dreams about the transformation of life. This morning, David Harris from UK stopped at the radio and brought us a flyer about New World Era Food Sharing event. And he says that invites us to celebrate the dawn of this new era with peace and compassion at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, 26th of December in Town Hall. We should bring fruit and vegetable seeds to share with everyone. And let's encourage local production and self-sufficiency, and all musicians invited to help them celebrate. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama comedy, Oh My God, made in India 2012 by writer and director Umesh Sukla. Tomorrow there's no film scheduled due to the Christmas. And on Wednesday we can follow an interesting documentary, Story of Padre Panchali, Story of Song of the Road, made in India in 2005 by director Tamal Dasgupta. Now I would like to read the editor's notes, a letter written by Andrea in behalf of all the Auroville Radio team. Dear friends and listeners, Auroville Radio wants to make a new beginning, but we cannot do it without your support. Since 2004, Auroville Radio has worked passionately to bring you programs that are true to reality and yet simple and easy to access. Now we need your support urgently to continue our online broadcast without the noise of advertisement and because even more useful and relevant for you and our listeners across the globe. Please extend your monetary support to Auroville Radio at the earliest. It is simple and easy to donate. To know more, log on www.auroville.org/support. We look forward to hearing from you and hope to step into the new year with the same enthusiasm and passion for bringing you the best radio programs. Together, let's spread the message of human unity and peace far and wide. Wish you a happy Christmas and a new year. In love and peace, Andrea with the entire Auroville Radio. And from the prayers and meditations of the Mother, we read. Thou art conscious and light, thou art peace in depth of all things, the divine love that transfigures, the knowledge that triumphs over darkness. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.